is officially open.
Spain and Company, countdown to the NFL draft.
Before we even get to the needs of the Ravens, Jameson, I'm curious, since John Harbaugh was the one to bring up concerns about hacking, have you heard any more from him or the front office folks about the various levels of concern heading into this virtual draft, whether it's hacking or IT professionals or otherwise?
No. It was in their pre-draft press conference the other day when it was brought up because John Harbaugh, he always kind of jokes about being a little over-paranoid about things. And he was like, you know what, I am a little paranoid about this because you're putting us in, making us all virtual and doing Zoom. And he's talked about, hey, I read newspapers and I see how Zoom's being hacked. And then my IT people tell me, don't worry, everything's secure. And then Harbaugh's like, well, I hear these businesses and credit card companies, everything, they said they were secure. And then all of a sudden, all this personal information gets hacked and put out there. He is concerned about when you're dealing with putting playbooks and having team meetings through these online communications and this new technology. Are they making sure other teams or other people aren't able to hack in and steal that information? Which, you know, he loves kind of shutting down, and even at practice, you know, cameras can't shoot certain things. He loves to have everything controlled. And I think that's where he's kind of in this unknown. You just don't want to let and have all these leaks and this information get out there.
I mean, who would have thought? With draft day, usually you think it's the GMs and the coaches under pressure. This year, it's the IT people of the world. Jameson, it's so interesting. So let's talk about this draft for the Ravens. And I feel weird even asking this because this was the league's number one scoring offense with the Ravens, who scored better than 33 points per game in 2019. Yet I feel like it behooved them to go and get a wide receiver with their pick at what I believe is, I think, 28 in this draft.
Yeah, and it's totally possible for that. And I think they have 9 picks going into this draft. And I think it's going to still be a very offensive-heavy draft for the Ravens. And it is kind of weird saying, well, this is the number one scoring offense in the NFL. They return 10 of 11 starters. The only starter that's not returning is Pro Bowl guard Marshall Yanda. He retired. But they have an injury at center. Their wideouts collectively was one of the worst in the NFL as far as total catches and receiving yards. They didn't do anything in free agency to help improve this offense. They need to still put a lot more difference makers around Lamar Jackson, even though he was the NFL MVP last year. So I could see in the first round, offensively, them getting a wide receiver. And if one of their top wide receivers starts slipping, I could see them maybe aggressively going up and jumping up in the first round to get that targeted wide receiver. They also love the wide receivers in this draft. They have 5 picks in the first 3 rounds. It still would not surprise me if they take 2 wide receivers in the first 3 rounds just to really get enough young talent on the outside. But I could also see them taking an interior offensive lineman in the first round, as well as a running back, even though that is a pretty deep position for them. But they love the running backs in this draft.
It's Spain and Company. We're talking to Jameson Hensley, ESPN NFL Nation Ravens reporter, about the Ravens' plans in advance of the upcoming draft. You mentioned a couple positions there, also inside linebacker, edge rusher, things that they might need shoring up that defensive line. What positions do you think they're best suited to go looking for in the draft, and what might they be better off in free agency or looking for pickups elsewhere?
Yeah, I think inside linebacker is definitely a position that they want to kind of get a young player, a young 3-down player. In free agency, they lost two of the guys that they relied on last year to play inside linebacker, Josh Bynes and Patrick Onwuasu. But a lot of people have been mocking Oklahoma's Kenneth Murray, also LSU's Patrick Queen coming to the Ravens at number 28. I think if either one of them, it makes a lot of sense because they, in free agency, they upgraded the defensive line with Calais Campbell and Derek Wolfe. They're still missing that centerpiece in that middle of the defense. And for so long, they had Ray Lewis, and then they drafted C.J. Mosley, who was also a perennial Pro Bowl player. They don't have that guy anymore. And I think if they go and try to get a young first-round pick, they not say he could be the next Ray Lewis or C.J. Mosley, but they could have another young speedy sideline to sideline linebacker. I think in free agency, there's still guys like a Clay Matthews, some other pass rushers who, after the draft, could come pretty cheaply to the Ravens. I think that's kind of an area that if they're waiting until after the draft, see if they can get a guy for just maybe a little over the veteran minimum. Pass rusher is I think, an area what they could possibly address.
You mentioned free agency and Clay Matthews. Somebody pops up. Alshon Jeffrey is another one. I know that this is such a deep wide receiver class. I know he's been banged up, and a contract is probably higher than they'd be comfortable with there with the Ravens. But is there any possibility that's a free agent, or not a free agent, excuse me, or a trade that they look to pursue, knowing that the Eagles have been trying to dump him for a while?
Yeah, that's a possibility. When I talked to the Ravens officials, and I brought up, even when Emmanuel Sanders and Robbie Anderson were out there, as far as free agent wide receivers, they're like, when you look at, they've been looking at tape at these wide receivers in the draft, and they said, especially in the first four rounds, there's about 20 guys that you would love to have. And so, if possible, you know, it's possible that these running wide receivers go so fast that the Ravens aren't able to get a couple of these wide receivers they want in those early rounds. Then they'll maybe look in free agency. But I think their intention right now is to still be young and get young around Lamar Jackson and get another couple wide receivers, you know, rookie guys to pair with a Hollywood Brown and Miles Boykin, who was a third-round pick from last year. Right now in this Ravens offense, there's only one significant player who is over the age of 30, and that is running back Mark Ingram. Everybody else is pretty much 27 or younger. It's a very young offense. I think that's what they want. They want young, fast guys with Lamar Jackson.
Spain and Company on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, talking to Jamison Hensley, covers the Ravens for ESPN as we continue our countdown to the draft. To what you just said, a young team, a ton of success last year, ahead of schedule as far as many were concerned, obviously an incredible season from Lamar Jackson. Is there a fear that it was lightning in a bottle that cannot be replicated? Is there a concern? I know you mentioned that adding those targets and weapons around him is a huge priority. Is part of that because they worry that other teams, after getting more of a look at him, will have him figured out?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and John Harbaugh, after they kind of got over the shock of losing in the playoffs to Tennessee, he said, hey, this is an offense that needs to evolve. They're smart enough to know that being the hot offense throughout the whole season and being so different and teams not having a lot of time to prepare for an offense of their style, that in this offseason, defensive coordinators are going to go at the tape and be prepared, more prepared for what they're going to do. So it's almost kind of like in boxing. You know the kind of the punch that they're going to throw. Well, if you know that the other boxer is going to counter, well, now you have to almost counter that counter. So the Ravens are kind of saying they have to evolve as an offense if they don't want to be stopped. And I think some of that evolution comes from, I don't think they'll ever go into a season saying, or a game saying, Lamar Jackson, you do not run the ball. But I think as far as he matures and becomes a more complete quarterback, I think the rushing totals are going to go down each year and the passing numbers are going to go up. So I think that's kind of what they're looking for, him to take more of a step as a quarterback, get the wide receivers more involved, and then reduce some of the rushes. But it's never going to be, I think, a situation where he's going to be a pure drop-back passer. He is, that would be, kind of fall into what defenses will love. I mean, defenses love if he just stood there and never ran the ball. So, but the Ravens are smart enough to think, you know what, him running the ball 15, 16, 17 times a game, long-term is still not good for his future.
Well, I'm curious to see just how smart these Ravens are, Jamison, as it pertains to Antonio Brown. You know, caused quite a stir last week working out with Lamar Jackson, and people started to rumble, does this mean he's going to be a Raven? And it's not like the Ravens completely shut that down when asked about it. They said, those are in-house things. Now, they did mention it's an incredibly deep draft for wideouts with about 25 of them there. But is there a possibility, and are they leaving the door open that, hey, maybe that's the solution of wide receiver Antonio Brown?
I would never say 100% no, that would never happen, but I think as close as that as possible is kind of what Antonio Brown's chances are coming to the Ravens. So ever since the Ravens had to deal with the Ray Rice scandal, back in 2013, 2014. The owner, Steve Bisciotti, here has said, you know what, as far as off-the-field incidents and as far as domestic violence, sexual assault, any players involved in that, they have tried to distance themselves with that. And for the most part, they have. If there's a player that has kind of a questionable character concern in that area, they have not drafted, they have not signed him in free agency. So unless they do a pretty much a 360 and Antonio Brown somehow gets everything cleared up in his background, I just don't see Antonio Brown
good luck with
catching
that.
Passes from Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, we are in the darkest, weirdest timeline, but even that seems improbable at this point. Hey, thanks for the insight, Jameson. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.